Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is over, and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
How about it, Green Bay Packer fans? Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. I will be honest. I did not think this game was going to be as close as it turned out being. Really, really surprised by how close this game ended up being. We're on the air. There's 19 seconds to go in this one. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. We are anxiously awaiting to see what is all going to happen here and how this thing is going to end. I will tell you this much. Micah Parsons is worth the price of admission today. Micah Parsons has done his job defensively in this game. The cornerbacks, on the other hand, I'm not sure that I would say the cornerbacks have done their job necessarily in this game. Namely, Nate Hobbs. Nate Hobbs was signed to a free agent contract this offseason by the Green Bay Packers. Some around the league thought that it was an overpay, didn't think Hobbs would get that contract anywhere else in the league. And Hobbs had been dinged up and hurt with his time with the Raiders. And Hobbs has been dinged up and hurt his time with the Green Bay Packers as well. He did not play well today. I come in here today as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And I call up the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line to see if there were any text messages floating in throughout the game. And sure enough, I see one about an hour ago from the 414. Nate Hobbs sucks. Can't defend the pass or tackle, period. That was what it was. People not happy with Nate Hobbs. But I'll tell you this much. You can be happy with the Green Bay Packers because the Packers just broke up a fourth down pass into the end zone. And the Green Bay Packers will kneel the ball. And this game will be in the history books as a win for the Packers. A game in which they chased the entire game. From the kickoff, really, they were down and chasing. This Packers offense put up 27 points. 27 points. And you would think 27 points would be enough to win handily. It was not. They needed every one of those 27 points to get this one. So the Packers win 27-23. Let's hear from you. Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Also got some other good news for you. We are on YouTube as well. WI Sports Radio on YouTube. At WI Sports Radio on YouTube if you want to stream us. On Twitter at WI Sports Radio as well. On Facebook at WI Sports Radio. On Instagram at WI Sports Radio. That is what you're going to want to remember going forward. At WI Sports Radio. That's how we're going to proceed going forward. 27-23, the Green Bay Packers get this victory over the Arizona Cardinals. I will first go to Tommy Wirtz and get Tommy Wirtz's thoughts on what we just watched here today, because to me, the story of the game is going to be the Packers' lackluster offense for a good part of this game. The Packers going to be, the other storyline is going to be the cornerbacks, namely Nate Hobbs struggling in this game. That's going to be a talking point, I would think, throughout the week. And I think the other talking point should be Micah Parsons doing big things in this game. Like, this is probably his best game that we've seen out of Micah Parsons to this point was today. From the first game, right, against the Lions, and that second game against Washington to now, this was probably his best game so far.
Oh, I completely agree. I was getting ready. I didn't know if you were setting me up like that because I wanted to have this ready to go.
Hands it off to Jacobs, and he is in for a Packers touchdown, his second today.
I think Josh Jacobs needs some love today, too, especially sure. For a guy that was also supposed to be not ready to go and available. But honestly, the 188 million problems that you have, but an edge rusher isn't one right now.
Clock continues to run. 35 seconds. Arizona with two timeouts. They need a touchdown from the 26. Here comes Parsons. Wow. His third sack today.
Three sacks out of Micah Parsons, man. Yeah, 100% this was his best game so far as a member of the Green Bay Packers. He came up in massive moments all day, it felt like, today. He had a huge stop. He had three sacks again today. He played well in the run side of things, too, on the defensive side. And this Green Bay Packers team, I mean, the offense, while you say it's lackluster, it's consistent. This team puts up 27 points every time they play. That's what they're going to do. This defense is expected to hold the team under 27 points. The Packers come out victorious. Was it clean? I don't think so. They had a lot of penalty problems again today. But as we knew an hour or two before everyone else, the travel probably did get to them on that. And I will say that it's something you deal with in the NFL, but they came out very flat in the first half. And the first half was looking very rough for Green Bay. But then they ended up figuring it out. They got their guys. They needed to get involved in the offense. Tucker Kraft had a lot more action in the second half. Josh Jacobs got going in the second half. Ultimately, what it comes down to is that fourth down decision, too, by Matt LaFleur to go for the win, right? Instead of kicking that 47-yard field goal, they would have lost the game. The Cardinals got into field goal positioning. They would have won. They needed a touchdown instead. Green Bay's defense, able to hold them off. Trust your defense. Trust your quarterback, Matt LaFleur.
You know, Matt LaFleur is a guy that took a lot of heat on social media throughout this game, if we're being honest. Took a lot of heat on this game. Because people were mad at him and saying his play calling is screwing up this Packers offense in the first half. Because they weren't getting anything done on third down. At one point they were, what, 2 of 7 on third down? This was a struggle for this Packers offense on first down. If you want to hop aboard, obviously want to hear from you as well. It is about you at the end of the day. It is the Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Just save the phone number in your phone so that way you know to call the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network or text us. It's always there. Again, 414-677-1250. Also on YouTube at WI Sports Radio, Twitter at WI Sports Radio, Facebook, Instagram. Find us at WI Sports Radio for all of your communication needs. I always prefer talking to people on the phone, but I will definitely read text messages and things off of YouTube and all the other fun stuff to go along with it. But getting back to what we were talking about with third down, I don't know how much, because again, we don't get the all 22 angle while we're watching the football game, but when they interviewed Matt LaFleur coming out of halftime, LaFleur talked about execution and leaving opportunities on the field on third down. That's what he said about the offense. And then on the defense, he pretty much said the exact same thing about not executing properly. So without watching the All-22 to see, did Jordan Love miss wide open guys and trying to force throws? Now, here was the one situation where he had Dobbs underneath, but if we're being honest, there was two Cardinal defenders right behind him. And then he decided to throw the ball to Wicks on the right side towards that end zone and overthrew him. So maybe that one, but again, he would have had to break at least one tackle to get to that first down at the, what was it, the 5-yard line, 4-yard line, whatever it was at that point. So that's something that we could maybe talk about going forward as far as is Love not throwing to the open guys the way that Aaron Rodgers was accused of for so many years, trying to get the ball to make a bigger play downfield. I just don't know if I feel comfortable talking about this being all on LaFleur for this offense not going there in the first half. Because if that's the case, then does LaFleur get the credit for what happened at the end?
Oh, yeah.
You put up 27 points. You didn't have a pick six score for the Packers or anything.
You have to give LaFleur credit at the end. I mean, I do think that you can say, you know, Matthew Golden had 3 catches on the first drive, then he had 1 catch the rest of the game. LaFleur gets credit for that as well, too. Tucker yep. Kraft had 1 catch in the first half. LaFleur gets credit for that, too. Don't get it twisted. But to go for it on fourth down, like, that was what winners do. Winners go for it. Losers kick the field goal, tie the game there, and honestly, I can't wait to get to Turning Point, because I want to know where you're at with that too in this. But there were a lot of moments today where, instead of at the end of the first half, right, instead of taking the knee, why not go for that field goal there? That got a lot of momentum going back in Green Bay's favor. You get a 22-yard or 23-yard catch.
Is there an online petition to get rid of McManus now? Just curious, because you know, we all overreact immediately. This kid's been good, right? I know he's been good. They could have let him take that 47-yarder at the end instead of going for it on fourth down, and he changed his mind. Thankfully, it worked out.
Yeah.
But that kid has not missed.
No. And I texted Mason immediately. I was like, are you sad? Are you a little sad that he just kicked a 61-yarder?
Beat him by 2 yards.
Now has the record.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not sad at all. I'm happy. It was a good kick. These kickers are insane now. The Packers go out and sign McManus in the offseason, and now they have no problem finding a kicker.
Do you know why?
Why are they? Why?
Why are they kicking it so much farther?
Why?
I don't know if Mason's brought this up. So, coach it was. So, they're letting him use the balls they kick in the game all week.
Yes.
So, essentially, soften them up and get them to where they want to be so they can kick the balls during the week that they're going to use in the game, which is allowing them to fly farther, apparently. I don't know. I'm not a football guy, but apparently that's why these field goals are going so much farther.
Yeah, I did hear that. I think it was you that brought it up
Vic
to me.
It was Vic Fangio that brought it up, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I made a joke to him. I don't know if you're aware, but Mason holds apparently like the longest kick at sea level college football.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't recognize that kick. Arizona was at 1,100 feet above elevation. So he says it's a very favorable place to kick. But, I mean, 61-yarder, that thing was good from 70.
Yes.
He bombed it, man.
He absolutely crushed it. He is Tommy Wirtz over there. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Green Bay Football postgame show here on the Wisconsin Radio Sports Network. Let's talk. Let's chat. I feel like they won, but I feel like there's a lot to be mad about at the same time, which is weird. It's a weird place to be when you win and you still feel more angry than you feel happy about the win at the end of the day. Mainly because they'd won what? They've lost, what, 4 games in a row coming into this thing? And all this talk coming into this game was, oh, they're replaying with so much more energy than the Packers. They're going to have so much fire. Can the Packers match their intensity? Not at any point in the beginning of this game was I watching this game going, oh yeah, the Packers are lacking intensity. They're not matching Arizona. I never felt that way throughout the entire game. Maybe you felt it. Maybe you felt like that's why Arizona had the lead there for most of the game. They were playing harder than the Packers. I never got to that point. Nicolay Law, talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Let's go to Nate, north side of Milwaukee. You're first up. Green Bay Football postgame show. What's up, Nate? Nate, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. All right, what's up? Nope. You might be there, but your phone is not. Thanks for the call.
Call back, Nate.
Yeah, that was all jacked up. That was just in and out. All right, so we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll take your calls, your tweets, all that fun stuff, and, of course, your text messages. Here's a question. Are you more happy or mad about what you saw in today's game? Put that out on social media. Are you more happy or mad about what you witnessed in a Packers victory? That's what I like to know. More happy or more mad about what you watched today in a Packers victory where they win 27-23 over the Cardinals. Packers now 4-1-1. Cardinals now 2-5. Nicolay Law, talk and text line 414-677-1250. It is the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go inside the box score. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, Packer fans, how excited are you? The question is, are you more mad or happy about how this thing ended up? Packers win 27-23. The question is, though, are you more mad or happy about it? Should always be happy about a win. Should always be positive about a win. Should never be down and out about a victory. And maybe it's just me because I thought this was not going to be that close of a game considering the Cardinals haven't won in several weeks that this would not be an issue. But this was not exactly what I envisioned coming into this game. What about you, Nicolay Law? Talk and text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can also use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the YouTube account. Find us everywhere at WI Sports Radio, at WI Sports Radio. You can find us there. Let's go inside the box score quickly here. And again, this is another one of those deals where you're going to look at the box score and maybe it doesn't tell the whole story. Jordan Love, 19 of 29, 179, with a 6-yard average throw, one touchdown, a 93.9 rating. Does that tell the whole story? Jordan Love was okay? Would that be the best way to describe Jordan Love today?
Jordan Love not was great. He's all right. He's all right. You know, I mean, it was fine.
I don't think he sucked.
No, he didn't suck.
But he wasn't great, right?
I mean, he wasn't great.
He wasn't great either. No. Josh Jacobs, 13 for 55, 4-yard average there. Two touchdowns by Josh Jacobs, which is a beautiful thing. Jordan Love, 4 for 22. Emmanuel Wilson, 6 for 17. I didn't think Josh Jacobs was going to play this whole game. When they're showing him on the sidelines with that heat wrap on his calf, I'm going, what are we doing? Please don't get him more hurt by having him out there. And they had that wrap around his calf, and he played through it. And they asked LaFleur about that at halftime, too. Hey, man, what's going on with this heat wrap on his calf? Oh, he's good. He's fine. Don't worry about it. All right. it worked out fine. Got a couple touchdowns. Romeo Doubs, 6 for 7, 2. Tucker Kraft, 5 for 58 in this one. Glad to see they used Tucker Kraft more than they did last week, because if we're being honest, I was pretty miffed last week that Tucker Kraft was not being used hardly at all until that touchdown at the end. Not so much today.
From the Cardinals' 7-yard line, Jacobs in the backfield. Jacobs shifts to the right side of Love, who fakes the handoff to Jacobs, and now throws, and it's taken in for a touchdown by Kraft.
Just have got to get him more involved on a week-to-week basis. Just have got to get him more involved. The highlight courtesy of Fox. He had 10 targets today. When do you think the next time will be that Tucker Kraft will get 10 targets in a game this season?
I mean, that's got to be nearest next week.
No chance.
What do you mean?
Zero chance.
Dude, well, I totally think so.
Nope.
They can get him involved as much as you want, as much as they want to.
Yes.
And they're going to do it again in a primetime game on Sunday Night Football. I promise you that.
Steelers,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
Right,
yes.
All that stuff. Yeah, I would love to believe you, but I don't believe you. I bet you'd be like 4 weeks before we see him get 10 targets again. That would be my guess.
No, next week.
But
next week.
I agree with you that they can.
Yeah.
They should. Do I have faith that they will?
Did you hear the stat that they were saying during that awful broadcast today that Tucker Kraft leads all tight ends in run after catch, I think, as well, was the number?
9.9 yards. We talked about it on Wisconsin Sports Daily this week from 2 to 5. He led last year, too. He's the only tight end to average over, 9 yards after the catch. And yet, you still barely throw him the ball this year.
So, he's a stud, man.
He's
the best offensive weapon Jordan Love has, right?
I said this Friday or Thursday or whatever day. I don't know. I'm old. One of those days, I said, if I was Tucker Kraft and his agent, I'd be hot. Like, you're costing me money by not getting me more involved. I should be considered one of the best tight ends in the league right now, and I'm not because y'all don't throw me the damn football. I'm serious. You know, he ain't going to be that guy, but they're going to cost him money on the open market if they don't get him more involved like they should.
Yeah, I think he's a top 5 tight end in the NFL. I don't think that's a crazy take at all. I think that you can see shades of Kittle in him
with
how he can block and how he is vertical and how he can move after he gets the ball in his hand. He's an absolute stud. I think he gets 10 targets next week.
All right.
Not worried about it.
Let's get to a Nicolay Law Talker text line. Time for you, enough of me and Tommy yapping. I want to hear from you all. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Let's go to Patrick in Milwaukee. You're technically the second up, but we lost Nate's cell phone, so we'll call you first. What's going on, Nate or Patrick?
Hey, just want to quick shout out Joe O in Wauwatosa. We just watched the game at Camp Bar outside. It was electric.
Ooh, that's Tommy's bar. Tommy loves Camp Bar.
Not in total.
Yeah,
I think
it was
one,
absolutely incredible. Dogs were out. You know, beers were flowing. But what I'm impressed with and positive about is that 4th and 2, right? If you remember back to the NFC Championship game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady, we had a 4th and short, and we elected to kick the ball and rely on our defense. But tonight, Matt LaFleur was like, let's be confident. Let's give it to our guy in Tucker Kraft. And we went, got the first down, and that led to the game-sealing touchdown. And so I just think that shift in confidence, that shift in mentality is exactly what this ball club needs.
When we talk about this offense for the Green Bay Packers, where do you think the majority of the targets should go week in and week out? Because if you look at how they spread it out today, Doubs had 8 targets, 10 for Tucker Kraft, 4 for Golden, 1 for Fitzpatrick, 2 for Wicks, who got hurt. Jacobs 1, Brooks 1, Emmanuel Wilson 1. Normally, Jacobs would have at least 5 or 6 targets in a game.
Yeah, I think Jacobs should absolutely be involved in the air. But at the same time, like, Kraft getting 10 targets, that should be a normality. That guy is an absolute weapon. He is so talented out in the open field, and I just think the more he has it, the better it gets. And secondly, Doubs is always open. That's the other part when he gets his targets. But it's like if Jordan Love could just hit him in the end zone right on that opening drive, it's like game's entirely different. So maybe a little bit more accurate from the quarterback, and then we don't have to worry about what we're happy or mad about in this game. So That's where I stand on that.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. We got a comment coming in on WI Sports Radio YouTube as well, Tommy. What does that person want?
I cannot see it on my end, so you're going to have to read it.
Okay, yeah. Very good. I'll read it then. Let me ask you, to go on that fourth down, Jordan Love convinced Matt LaFleur to go for it, according to the broadcast. Is that true? Well, and that's from, who is that, Rocket Knees? This is the thing. I'm not there. I don't know. But this is what I'll tell you. It would make sense because Matt LaFleur sending the field goal unit out there. Jordan Love comes trotting off to the side. Next thing you know, Jordan Love comes trotting back on. If Matt LaFleur wanted to go for it on fourth down, they never would have took Jordan Love off the field.
Maybe.
So it would make sense that Jordan Love's like, dude, come on. Come on. Show some faith in me. Show some faith in your offense. Let us go for this. We'll get you the first down. Matt LaFleur's like, all right, dude. Let's roll. It would make sense. And they're not on the field either, so I don't even know how they would even know that.
Yeah, well, he's talking right now. I'm sure he'll get asked about it.
Right, but either way, if that was Jordan Love's move, good, right? That's how you be a leader. That's how you take charge. That's how you stick up for your guys. That's what you want to see from Jordan Love, Tommy. That's exactly what you want to see.
Yeah, I agree. I think that shows leadership. I think that shows that Jordan Love is evolving and maturing as well as a quarterback, if he did say that. Ryan Wood just posted it out here, but I don't have it ready available because I'm recording still. But I have faith in Jordan Love that he wants to be a better leader on this team. He wants to show Matt LaFleur that he can be the guy that can take charge. And that is a step in the right direction to have that move. I think that is a massive positive that should not go overlooked. And it is more impactful than any negative we saw today from Green Bay to have the gusto and the gonads to go after it and make that play and make that decision. They could have kicked a 47-yard field goal. That is very much a chip shot in today's NFL, it feels like now. Tie the game, have faith in your defense. But Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur decided to go for it. They made the play. He made the throw on that play. It was not an easy throw by any means right at the time as well.
Right.
That was the play.
It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Nate in Milwaukee, CB north side of Milwaukee. You guys all coming up next. Packers get the win, 27-23.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Show them what time it is.
The game is over, and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. Packers, they get the win. Asking you, are you more happy or mad about what you saw today? And a 27-23 victory for the Green Bay Packers over the Cardinals. Packers now improved to 4-1-1 after that one. Jordan Love with a touchdown, a couple touchdowns by Josh Jacobs. And obviously Micah Parsons is the story of the day, but we cannot forget about this dude.
Cardinals gain 21 yards on the penalty. New set of downs. As Brissett has the ball knocked loose.
Fumble.
It's recovered by the Packers.
All right, let's take a look at Brissett. He steps up.
Rashawn Gary knocks it loose.
Rashawn Gary did knock it loose. Evan Williams, I believe, was the one that recovered that ball. And that was a big, big play. Those are the type of things that we talk about, complimentary football, right? We run in the pass, defense in the offense, all that stuff. But you need complimentary football to Micah freaking Parsons. When Micah's doing his thing, somebody else has to step up and make a big play too. And Rashawn Gary was that guy that made that big play when they needed it. And I also complain about one other thing. This hip drop tackle crap.
Oh, my
what
God.
What exactly did you want
Soft.
Him to do? I know.
Soft.
Hold on to him and then let him run for 10 yards and drop your arms and let him run. You've got to be kidding
How
me.
How is the Micah Parsons should have been sack for no yards a penalty and the hit on Jordan Love
Ooh,
isn't,
crushed.
Right? I mean, like, come on. Those are...
Now, in fairness, Jacoby Brissett got hit at the end, helmet to helmet, and they didn't call that one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that could
and
have
I
been
don't
called.
Think either of them should have been penalties. Like, I'm not saying that either of them should have been, but I'm just saying, like, when you see the quarterback, who is the holy grail of the NFL,
yeah.
to have that happen to Jordan Love, and
yep.
then what a great pop-up game by him, right? Just
yes.
get right back up from there. Can I play something before
sure.
We go from there? Just want to have this out for everyone, and we'll play full Jordan Love, but this comment here.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. So it's big time, you know, big time play by Tuck to go out there and get that. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Just wanted to confirm it was Matt LaFleur's call, it sounds like, to go for it on fourth down there.
So this is my thing. We've seen this before when Mike McCarthy was the coach, where people thought he lost the locker room when he would kick a field goal in a playoff game and so forth, right? This is something that I think people overlook sometimes. And this is why everybody loves them some Dan Campbell at the end of the day, right? Because he goes for it. He shows that he has faith in his team and his offense, and those guys love him for it. Even though it doesn't work all the time, he has that locker room believing in him, that he believes in them. So you believe in the offense and you believe in the defense, because the offense don't finish, then you're saying to the defense, I know you got this if it has to come down to you. So you're believing in both sides of the football when you go for it in situations like that. That's why guys go for it as much as they do. That's part of it. And there's not a negative to it. If that doesn't happen and they don't get that done, and they don't kick the field goal, yes, Packer fans are going to be mad. They should have taken the field goal and tied the game. I get it. But that locker room would not be mad at him. I promise you, that locker room would not be mad. Nate, north side of Milwaukee, you're next on the Nicolay Law Talking Text Line. Everybody can dial it up as well. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. What's up, Nate?
What's up, Sparky? For me, I'm kind of upset about the win today. I just felt like the offense and defense in the first half was not very consistent. And Matt LaFleur talks about in his press conferences during the week about playing a complete game, and we have yet to see them play a complete game start to finish. And then for me, the defense decision to keep Nate Hobbs on the field after he constantly kept getting beat.
Horrible.
Kept getting beat. I don't know whose decision that is. I don't know if that's just Hafley's decision, Matt LaFleur's decision.
They're paying him a lot of money to start, man. They're not going to pull him off the field.
Sparky, I understand, but when it almost...
And what's your option? Is your option Carrington Valentine? Because he stinks too.
Hey, if anything other than Nate Hobbs today, I mean, completely getting absolutely dog walked down the field.
Yep.
That's what he was doing. I mean, and at this moment, it's probably time for Goody to take a look and bring somebody in for some tryouts or something.
No, trade. You got the trade deadline coming up. Yeah, here you go. Too. Go that get too. A corner. Yes.
I mean, and Stephon Gilmore is still out there, even though he's older. I mean, but... If that's going to be Nate Hobbs, what we saw today, if that's the true Nate Hobbs that we've seen the last 2 weeks, it's something better that needs to be at the other side.
I got you. Nate, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Yes, trade deadline's coming up. You don't got much, but maybe trade a receiver, whatever you're going to trade. And again, I don't think you have to trade a tremendous amount for an older cornerback. You could probably get an older veteran cornerback for like a sixth. Or maybe a fifth round pick to play the rest of the year out. The Dolphins, they're done. Who's their best corner? Is there anybody worth stealing from the Dolphins? The Cleveland Browns. Is there anybody worth stealing from the Cleveland Browns that you'd like? That's if you're Goody, that's the route you have to go. Now, the problem is you just gave Nate Hobbs all that money. But at the same time, if you bring this person in, at least now this gives you an opportunity to sub him out with somebody better, because Carrington Valentine ain't going to do any different than what you're seeing in Nate Hobbs, people.
Yeah, I don't know if this excites you at all, but Rasul Douglas is on the Miami Dolphins.
No.
Otherwise, we can go for Storm Duck.
No.
You want Storm Duck on your team?
Who names their kids Storm Duck? That's not true. That's not a real name.
His real name.
His last name is Duck.
Duck. D-U-C-K. Yeah. Jack Jones. Ethan Bonner. Yeah, no. I would rather have Nate Hobbs over all these
guys. Wouldn't you try to get your name changed if your last name was Duck? I mean, if we're being honest, wouldn't you?
I saw...
Mom, Dad, I love you,
Duck, man.
But Storm Duck, get the heck out of here. Well, what do you want to change it to? I don't know, Nick Jones, something easy? Not going with Storm Duck, though.
I guess Duck as a nickname is all right.
Could have named him Daffy. Daffy Duck in coverage.
Yeah, Don would have been way worse. Don would have been way worse.
That's my favorite.
You'd rather be Storm Duck than Don Duck.
I'm more of a Donald Duck than a Mickey Mouse guy, for being honest. Justin from Port, using the talking text line, 414-677-1250. Justin from Port says, "Dear Packers, thank you for salvaging an otherwise dismal weekend. Sincerely, Wisconsin."
Yeah, also a fair point. Great point.
We're going to have to talk about the Badgers this week on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. You know that, right?
The show.
I mean, we have all very nicely kept hands off of that Badger football team and not really dove in on anybody,
not per se,
right? Because we've had the Brewers to distract us. We've had the Packers still going, but the Brewers were maybe the main platter.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll be a little Brewers talk, I'm sure, to wrap up the season this week. And then it's going to be Packers, Rodgers, Steelers. But there's going to be some Badger football stuff kind of spiced into this, all this, right? There's going to be some spices into each meal for every show. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, Josh Albrecht will wake you up in the morning. It's going to be something to see what Josh Albrecht has cooked up for you tomorrow morning. 9 to noon with John Kuhn, Rami Makhlouf, Brandon Snide tomorrow from 9 to noon. Then it's the Mason Crosby Show with that guy over there, Tommy Wirtz and Mitch Thunder Nellis, brought to you by Verizon from noon till 2. And then we're right back on the air, 2 to 5 with Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Myself, Charlie Usen, 5 to 6, Wisconsin Sports Wrap Up. Tommy Wirtz back on there again. So a lot of Packer talk tomorrow, some Brewers talk tomorrow. And depending on the show, you might get some Badger talk thrown in there as well. Let's go to CB, north side of Milwaukee. You are next here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. What's up, CB?
What's going on, my main man?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. The guy kind of threw my little bit of my thunder part with Nate Hobbs. Yeah, that's going to pretty much be your downfall if you don't get another corner. He got shredded today. The whole secondary don't look right, except for, yeah, but the rest of them, the safeties, just don't look right at all. They're not getting turnovers like they usually do. And they're getting pressure. It's not holding their man. It seems like they confused on a couple of plays, let the guy score. So, I don't know, man. They got to fix that secondary.
They do have to fix the secondary. And the only way to fix the secondary, I think, is at the trade deadline right now. And then you got to start talking about the assets that you're going to give up to get in return. They had somewhat of a pass rush throughout this game today. I mean, Micah Parsons himself had 3 sacks.
Yeah, they did. Newsom is probably going to be available. You can get the young Newsom.
Yeah, Greg Newsom. Yeah.
Samuels is still out there. So you got some guys out there that's willing if they want to make the deal and pull the trigger.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. And how much do you want to give up at the trade deadline? Thanks for the call. During this game,
yeah,
there was a lot of people on Twitter saying, man, you know what? These guys aren't all that good. They're nice, but they're not great, right? This isn't as good of a team as we thought it was going to be. That's what I saw in the first half. A lot of that in the first half. A lot of that at halftime as well. If you're Brian Gutekunst and you're running this organization, before you give away more assets in a trade to get a cornerback or whatever it is, don't you have to have a heart-to-heart with yourself, an honest conversation with yourself as far as how good really is this team? Is this team really good enough to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl at this point? Am I convinced that we're a corner away from maybe winning this whole damn thing at this point? Don't you have to have that inside conversation with yourself and with LaFleur and the coaching staff as well? Probably they get involved. But really, you're the one pulling the trigger at the end of the day.
I don't know. Like, would you rather have a corner or a wide receiver right now? Because
corner.
I don't love the wide receiver room either right now, and I also think that any sort of trade talk is ridiculous to talk about with Green Bay right now. Feels a little greedy almost. Maybe that's just me as like a Packer fan after all of this now too, and realizing they're never going to trade for anyone. They're never going to have anything happen like that. And then they went out and got Micah Parsons. Like, can we chill on trade talk? I feel like we got lucky enough with trade talk almost right now for Green Bay. If they were going to
target
someone,
to fix corner if you don't go get one.
I get it.
That's the only way to get one is through trade.
Right. I'm just saying right now that I'm not going to hold my breath for another awesome, amazing trade with this team after what they got with Micah Parsons.
But Tommy, it doesn't have to be awesome. You just need average. You don't need don't need Pro Bowler. You just need average. Hobbs wasn't average today.
No,
that was not average.
No, he was terrible. He was not great.
That wasn't average.
And Carrington Valentine hasn't shown you anything. I think Keyshawn Nixon is legit. I like what he does. I think that Evan Williams was everywhere in the first beginning of this game. Like, so maybe he's not creating a lot of turnovers.
Had that pass interference call, though.
Yeah,
they had
him rushing the passer as well a little bit there today. Xavier McKinney, like, should have way more fingers pointed at him. I mean, and they're not really giving up a lot of massive plays. No one's getting behind them.
Did they know who McBride was before the game?
Did
they not know that McBride was a really good tight end? And if they didn't know, at what point should they have known to make an adjustment? At what point does it go into your brain of, holy crap, that's like 3 catches now. Maybe we should do something.
Is probably on the linebackers. Just saying, which we love and are doing a fantastic. Quay Walker, another massive game until he got banged up, was looking fantastic again. Edgerrin Cooper had that great play. Was it on McBride where he went and broke it up? So I'm going to bank that was actually linebacker miscommunication as opposed to the secondary miscommunication. But I do think that this team on the defensive side, if we are looking at something to point out, yes, getting another corner in the room could be impactful. I don't know if it's really this team's biggest need. Even though Nate Hobbs was garbage today, he was terrible. I'm not denying that. There is some weapons over on that side for Arizona that look pretty good. It's just that Jacoby Brissett was doing it. I mean, imagine if Kyler Murray was playing this game.
Correct.
That's now there's a topic for you.
Yes, that's exactly right. And see, that's the other part about this, too, I think, when you sit here and talk about it was a backup quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
That was having you for lunch. It was a backup
quarterback. Seven career game-winning drives for Jacoby Brissett. That was a surprising number to see.
Again, we talked about him
on
Friday, Wisconsin Sports Daily. We had Andy Dorf on from Dorfon Sports and SiriusXM. And he's like, oh, he's pretty good, Sparky. It's like, yeah, man. He's good for a couple of games. There's a reason that Cat hasn't been a starter in this league for a long period of time. Because eventually he becomes Jacoby Brissett again and makes dumb plays. That's normally what happens. And if you look at Jacoby Brissett's numbers, 25 of 36, 279, two touchdowns, had a 110.8 rating. He outplayed, I would say, Jordan Love in this game.
Yes. I don't know if I'd go that far. No, yes. I don't think so. I think he made a lot of mistakes that won't show up on the stat sheet that are, like, the Packers got six sacks this week. Like, three or four of them were on Jacoby Brissett.
Okay,
I mean,
fair.
Easily. Like, there was definitely some times where they could have gotten away from it or didn't throw the ball away, and you're looking at that. He didn't make any crucial mistakes, right? I mean, he did get the strip sack on him, too. He had that happen to him as well. Like, I do think that Jacoby Brissett saying that he outplayed Jordan Love, like, you got to watch the game. By the numbers, you want to say he did? Okay, but as far as watching the game goes, no, I don't believe that.
How about this? Trey McBride, 10 catches, 74 yards. 13 targets for Trey McBride.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You know what? You know the Packers could do that, too, if they did that to Tucker Kraft.
Nah, that's okay. I'm not going to live in that fantasy world that that'll actually happen. But Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 catches, 58 yards. He had 6 targets and only had 2 catches in that thing.
Yeah, he kind of stinks.
Now, again, see? Okay, you say he kind of stinks. I take him in Green Bay. I take him right now. I take him right now. I take him right now.
I don't see
6'3 and can run.
Nah.
I take him
right
now.
They're going to get that back with Christian Watson in two weeks.
So you have Harrison Jr., Matthew Golden, and Christian Watson?
No.
Over Dobbs
you
or Wicks or the
Dobbs.
Rest of these cats?
Well, how are you not keeping Dobbs in this equation? Jordan Love goes to Romeo Dobbs on big time throws.
He does.
All throughout the game.
It's
the entire
net.
Game.
It's
he
a safety.
He loves Romeo Dobbs.
He does.
To say Romeo Dobbs is not a part of the 2025 Green Bay Packers is crazy. That is an insane statement.
Unless they get him for a song, which they may, unless they get Romeo Dobbs for a song, he's not going to be here long term. No chance.
He will be here this entire season.
Well, fine, maybe. But I'm just saying long term, that's not the guy. To me, when I'm building a wide receiving corps, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe John Kuhn and Mason Crosby go, Sparky, you're crazy. Maybe. I've heard it all my life. For me, I want guys that are playmakers, guys that can stretch the field and get the home run. Yeah, when he's healthy.
Correct.
So that's the thing, right? So you've got Matthew Golden, who they went away from again today after he finally did something last week, and then they went away from him. But I'm not going to argue because they got Tucker Kraft more throws. All I'm saying is I want Golden, who's a playmaker, to have the ball in his hands. I want Christian Watson, who's a playmaker, to have the ball in his hands. I want Tucker Kraft, who's a playmaker, to have the ball in his hands. Romeo Dobbs is a great, nice little possession receiver that gets you 7 to 10 yards to do all that stuff, and that's fine. And he had a 22-yarder or whatever there to end the half to set up the field goal. That's fine. But if you're saying, how do I want to set up this wide receiving core, I want big-time home run hitters. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a big-time home run hitter who's not playing in a system or with a quarterback beneficial to him. That's where I think that is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Packers look at it and go, no way, I'd take Romeo Dobbs over him. Maybe Goody would say that. I can't sell myself.
I would rather with Chris Olave as opposed to, if we're talking about getting wide receivers that could be traded. Yeah,
sure.
I think Harrison is an overrated player.
He is Tommy Wirtz over there. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. We will hear from Jordan Love. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. Packers win 27-23. Now 4-1-1 on the horizon. A Sunday game against Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday night. But all week long, we'll be talking about what just happened here with this Packers game. And then, of course, looking forward to this matchup against Aaron Rodgers coming up on Sunday night. Green Bay Football Postgame Show live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.
It's time for the drive of the game. Which drive was the most impressive by Green Bay today? Which was the most important? It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, so the Green Bay Packers, they get to win
27-23, which is a nice thing. Asking you, more angry, more happy about what you saw today, because there were a lot of things that obviously you'd want to see cleaned up. We're going to hear from Jordan Love here momentarily, hoping to run down Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press, because that's he's in Arizona at the game. We'll hear from him too. Drive of the game. It would be this last drive, right? Where you put together a sequence to where you go for it on fourth down, Matt LaFleur deciding to go for it on fourth down, and that becomes the difference in what all happens as far as the Packers winning this game. 10 plays, 48 yards, and a touchdown at the end of the day to win the game. Would you agree with that or not?
I like that drive or the drive that ended with this, too.
For the right hash, Lucas Haversick from 61, and the kick is good. A new Green Bay Packers franchise record, a 61-yard field goal by Haversick.
Man, he put all of that right leg into that kick. And kudos to Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, the offense, understanding the timing and the situation.
I think
hands it off to Jacobs, and he is in for a Packers touchdown, his second today.
That made it 27-23, the final score. So debate amongst yourself, what do you want the drive of the game to be?
I think that your drive is probably is obviously ahead, but I will say that the Green Bay Packers offense was doing nothing in this game in the first half, and it was
nothing.
A concern. And to get that touchdown and give the opportunity coming out of the half that you can have to tie the game up and you're not down two scores. It's the first time Green Bay has been down by double digits all season. The Arizona Cardinals did that to them. And to have that kick from Haversick, just like see something go through after one really nice play. You had 7 seconds. It didn't end up being the difference in the game because Green Bay won by four, but I will say that gave me as a fan a little bit more faith in, all right, now they can go out, they can tie it coming out of the half, and that was a drive that got some momentum in their favor, in my opinion.
You know, the other part, too, about this is not drive of the game, but a big play in the game with two of the dudes that deserve a lot of credit on the defense.
Second down at 15, Brissett in trouble, and he is sacked. Parsons, once again, along with Clay Walker, and that takes us to the two-minute warning.
Quay Walker had himself a game. We know Micah Parsons had 3 sacks, but Quay Walker leads the team in tackles with 9, sack and a half, tackle for loss as well, 3 quarterback hits in the game. We talked about it before the season started of it looked like Halfley started to unlock Quay Walker last year before he got hurt, and he was starting to figure it out. And sure enough, this year, Quay Walker, and we've been talking about this too, maybe has outplayed Edrian Cooper if we put all the games combined at this point.
It's not a maybe. He has. 100% he has. And that's not shade at Edrian Cooper. That is the stud that Quay Walker has become this season for Green Bay. He's flying around all over the place whenever. We were saying that last year, Sparky, when he has that middle mug blitz, Quay Walker is unreal. He is so good at it every time, and he looked fantastic doing it again today, where he gets 1.5 sacks. When he gets to rush, like, his athleticism is exposed, and it looks awesome during that. I think that Quay Walker, we are in the middle of watching him really figure it out, really start to break out. And there were some rumors that he is working on an extension with this team, and I think that if this is the Quay Walker you're going to get, he's making it a very easy decision. You have to have him on this team right now.
Are you more positive or negative after a Packers win 27-23 over the Cardinals? You can reply on YouTube right where you are right now at WI Sports Radio. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're everywhere you want to be at WI Sports Radio as well. Scott says, I'm more positive because a win is a win in the NFL. That being said, don't be surprised when better quarterbacks carve this defense up and put more points on the board.
Like Aaron Rodgers?
We concerned about Halfley's defense at this point? Because Halfley's defense, if we're being honest, was the stronger of the two halves of this team so far this year. Now, because of this, we're concerned?
Can I list off some of the quarterbacks coming up for Green Bay?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers.
Old.
Bryce Young.
No.
Jalen Hurts.
Well, Young is hurt. So I don't know if he'll, okay, if he'll play or not.
Whoever. But, okay. In Carolina.
Yeah, who cares? Right? It's Carolina.
Philadelphia is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart all of a sudden became the scariest one,
and
right?
And they lost today at the end,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Whoever is playing in Minnesota, maybe the worst quarterback situation in the NFL right
I
now.
I don't think it's going to be J.J. McCarthy,
and
but we'll see.
That takes us up until Thanksgiving, Detroit.
I mean, the Vikings lost, but I think they're going to go with Carson Wentz. We'll see.
Whoa.
We'll see.
You think like after McCarthy's back, they're going to go with?
They're slow playing the heck out of J.J. McCarthy.
Mm.
They want to see what Carson Wentz could do. Listen, you look at what Sam Darnold's doing. You don't think those fans in Minnesota are going, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You
oh,
had
yeah.
him. Oh, yeah. You just let him walk out an unknown and J.J. McCarthy. What are we doing? Because when McCarthy's had his chance to play, which hasn't been much because he keeps getting hurt, and look, all that special, that's for sure. 27-23, the victory for the Green Bay Packers. Here's some of Jordan Love from earlier this evening. I'm not even surprised.
No, don't
I'm
be
not
mad.
Even surprised.
Don't even be mad.
It
no,
wasn't
this
even
is
designed for
that
him.
Is so
and
dumb.
We're giving
this
him credit?
Is, you're gonna look foolish.
Gotta be
I'm
kidding
saving
me.
You. I'm trying to
me
save
nuts.
You. No,
this
you,
really irritates
you
me.
You do not need to
we'll
be mad
we'll
that the
on.
Play wasn't designed.
It's fine. We'll move on. We'll move on. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you from my standpoint. Don't you wish Ted Thompson would have done something more than he ever did? Don't you wish he would have pushed chips in like Goody did for Micah Parsons to give Aaron Rodgers more than what we had? Don't you wish he would have done that? I wish he would have done that. Because you see, the stones it took to make that go down and give up multiple ones and everything else, and Kenny Clark. It's all worth it. It's all worth it.
What happened in today's game? It's time to go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Joining us now on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network as Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is the aforementioned Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter by Ryan Wood. Mr. Ryan Wood, I think the storylines for Packer fans will be Micah Parsons and how bad Nate Hobbs was. I think those will be the two main storylines that people will be talking about this week. What about you?
I agree, but I would definitely add to one, Matt LaFleur coming up spades in a massive decision. I mean, that was a massive decision, yep, to send his offense back onto the field and go for the win, and then for his team to come through for him. This, hey, head coaches in this league get a lot of crap. A lot of times they do things to get a lot of crap, but when you make a decision like that, it shouldn't go unnoticed. The other, Josh Jacobs, man. I mean, playing through an illness last week, playing through a calf this week, and the Packers didn't want to overuse Josh Jacobs today. It was very clear their game plan was to put him on a snap count. Josh Jacobs said after the game at the locker room that it was about 25 snaps is what they're looking at. At some point late in the game, he came up to us, it's time to go win. Like, I know my calf. I know I'm good. I'm good to go. I can give you this. Put me in. Let's go win. He delivers. Look, the Philadelphia Eagles can have the tush push. The Packers have their own version of the tush push. His name is Josh Jacobs. Anytime they're near the goal line, any short yardage, he's getting him that yard. 6 rushing touchdowns the last 3 games, and he hasn't been healthy.
Yep.
He hasn't felt good with the calf. It's awfully impressive.
It is very impressive. I was concerned something was going to go wrong when you see the heating thing on his calf, but obviously it worked out. What about this Packers offensive line? There was some chirp from Packer fans on social media that they needed to do a better job protecting Jordan Love. How do you think they did?
For the most part, okay. I don't know what the final sack numbers were. It was a disjointed day on offense as a whole. It's the type of day on offense you might have when you're without your 2 best receivers and most experienced receivers, which they are in Christian Watson, Jaden Reed.
Right.
And then your starting running back is on a limited pitch count, which they are with Josh Jacobs. Like, at some point, all these things have to accumulate to matter. Now, of course, it also doesn't matter, because what you have to do in this league, no matter who you don't have, you have to go out there and put together a game plan to go win a game. And that's what they did. So, I don't think it's not a coincidence they haven't played with their full offense all season. They haven't scored 30 points this season. I think the big question as they go on, I'm not just talking next week or the week after, but the long course of this season is, when all the pieces are back, What is the top-end potential of this offense? How good can it be? We have not seen that yet. But in the meantime, can they put together enough cohesiveness to go out in production, to go out there and win games? And they are doing that.
Ryan Wood at the Green Bay Press Gazette joins us like he does after every game here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. I asked Tommy earlier, Tucker Kraft today had 10 targets. 10 targets. Of course, he had the touchdown. When do you think the next game will be that he will get 10 targets? I said at least 4 weeks. What say you?
When will it be or when should it be? Because it should be next week.
Yes.
That's what I said, Ryan.
When you throw
yes.
the football to Tucker Kraft, do it every week. But when it will be, I don't know. 4 weeks sounds right.
Yep.
I'm shocked that he had 10. I didn't even check that he had 10 because I got a million things going on at the end of the game. I haven't seen the final book yet. This is the first time I'm hearing that number, and that blows my mind that he actually – because a long part of this game, he was, what, two or three targets?
Yep.
But eventually they did get to the point where they realized, hey, it's fourth down. You have to have this play. Throw it to Tucker Kraft.
It wasn't even designed for Tucker Kraft. It just happened to be that they finally got him the ball.
Oh my gosh.
He was the third option on that play.
He made a play. Jordan Love the play.
I'm just saying it wasn't like they designed the play to get Tucker Kraft the ball.
Why would they? Why would you design a play, Ryan?
Tucker Kraft is awesome.
They don't design the play for Tucker Kraft if he catches it 18 yards down the field or whatever it was. The play, it was fourth and two or fourth and three. They didn't need 18 yards. Jordan Love took that into his own hands, Ryan.
You know, it's so interesting because so much of the production that Tucker Kraft has in this offense is basically unscripted. I mean, it's just Jordan Love's in trouble, bail out, throw it to the tight end on a flat route, do a little check down. He's kind of like the power forward in basketball that knows he's not going to have a lot of plays run for him, but he just cleans up the glass and averages 12 points a game, 10 rebounds a game without anything ever being called for him. Like, that's Tucker Kraft in this Packers offense. Now, as I watch that, I have to wonder, okay, if you actually ran plays for this guy on a semi-regular basis, how much more could be? And I think that they need to get to that. He is dynamite stretching the field. Every time, going back the last 2 years, every time he gets an opportunity to stretch the field, he comes through.
Yep.
We just don't see it very often. He's always close to the line of scrimmage. They need to figure out how to maximize him as a playmaker.
Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Ryan Wood, follow him on Twitter by Ryan Wood. He's a very, very smart man. He covers the Green Bay Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Thank you much. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a safe flight home.
Hey, here's hoping for no five-hour flight delay tomorrow. Just nice and smooth.
Yeah, but really, I mean, isn't that like a special fancy jet? Was it really all that bad for everybody involved?
Have you had a five-hour flight delay, Sparky?
No, but I've never flown in one of the fancy jets either.
Oh, my God.
First of all, they had to pull in another plane from Detroit to get them off the ground.
Right, but the coaches were there. The coaches got there on time.
A five-hour flight delay, I've had plenty. I've had too many in my life. That is never going to make anyone happy. I hate airports. I live in airports. I hate airports. Five-hour flight delays are hell. Like, that's the worst.
But don't you send them home? Don't you just go home? We'll call you when the plane comes in.
You don't know when you're going to leave. That's the thing with aviation travel. You don't know when you want to get to Arizona as quick as possible. You want to be ready to go. 5 hours. Now, when they said that, I lived that life. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I understand. That is some kind of frozen hell to be in.
We're going to talk more about that this week. All right, thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in. There he is, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Packers get the win 27-23. Up next, we'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Sparky and Tommy Wirtz with you.
What play or plays changed today's game? It's time for the turning point of the game on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, time to discuss the turning point of the game. We got a couple minutes left here. Tommy Wirtz, what's your turning point of the game? You were teasing this early that you had one.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of plays. I played one of them where I thought that could have been on there for a turning point, and then I turned it into drive of the game for me with the Lucas Haversick, the kick on there to make it 61-yarder. But very obviously, it feels like the turning point of the game has to be this play right here from one Jordan Love.
And the Packers on fourth down. Love throws to the outside. It's caught for a first down by Kraft. So the gamble from Matt LaFleur pays off. Gain of 15, first down, Green Bay.
I was thinking between another play and that one, but, I mean, you went for it. You got it. You won the game because of that play right there. It feels like that is the ultimate definition of a turning point in the game.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. There he is, Tommy Wirtz with that. A couple minutes left here to go in the show. Let's hear from a little bit of Matt LaFleur. Okay, can I just say something? If that was 10 years ago, they throw the Hail Mary. They're not kicking 61 yards. I don't think. Maybe
I'm
wrong.
That was 5 years ago.
Five years ago, even.
Yeah, with Aaron? Oh, they throw the Hail Mary all day.
Yes, because he's making them. Yeah. He's throwing them and he's making them. They're tipping all over and he's catching them.
Yeah, they're throwing the Hail Mary with 7 seconds left. They're not throwing it with 1 second. Yeah.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, got to wrap it up here. Who's your MVP of the game, Tommy Wirtz?
Micah Parsons, duh.
Yeah, 3 sacks on the game. That is a big one. Rashawn Gary, strip sack. They finally get another turnover. It's been a minute since they've had a turnover created by that defense. Evan Williams, Quay Walker both had nice games for the most part, too. Offensively, obviously, Josh Jacobs, a couple of touchdowns. Field goal kicker was really good again this week. 27-23, Packers get the win. Don't forget, back here, Wisconsin Sports Radio Network tomorrow morning. Josh Albrecht get you started at 6 o'clock, 9 to noon, with John Kuhn, Rami Makhlouf, Mason Crosby, Mitch Thunder Nellis from noon until 2, and then Wisconsin Sports Daily, yours truly, back at it from 2 to 5. Wisconsin Sports wrap-up from 5 to 6. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good one, everybody. Toodles!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.